540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is defending herself against misconduct accusations involving the lead prosecutor trying Donald Trump for election interference in Georgia.
You know, we used to be in a day in time where you had 60 minutes and people did stories and they verified information and you had this great reporting. But it seems today that a lawyer writes a lie and then it's printed for all of the world to see.
Fire Chief Ross Grundison says fire and EMS crews were ready when shooting started yesterday in Kansas City.
Some of those members were within 40 feet of where the shooting took place. These members did not run for cover, but stayed on scene to treat and triage the injured while additional KCFD units ran to their assistance.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says talks continued to get the remaining hostages held by Hamas released.
We're very focused on it, and I believe it's possible.
Till then, fighting continues escalating in southern Gaza. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November campaign. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has indicated he'd sign the bill. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A solar solution is on the horizon for the city of Milwaukee. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports one solar array would go up by the landfill near Mitchell International. Another would go up in Racine County in Caledonia near the county line. Both would be fed into the city. Milwaukee leaders want to get 25% of the city's electricity from renewable sources, with We Energies footing the $30 million bill for development and implementation. The Waukesha operations of a nationwide logistics company is shutting down, leaving about 100 people laid off. ODW Logistics is set to close its Waukesha facility starting in April. It impacts 96 hourly employees and 11 salaried positions at their Pearl Street facility. ODW runs 31 distribution centers and employs a total of just over 2,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Spring training gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. This will be the 26th year Milwaukee has held their spring training in Maryvale. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. Damian Lillard was asked why the team struggled with Doc Rivers' plan defensively against Miami.
I think it's just a mentality. You know, when he's challenging us like that in the huddle, it's the type of mentality that you go back on the court with. You can do that with communication. You know, you can talk yourself into a game, talk yourself into being in the right spots. But that was really it. You know, I thought on top of us not communicating as loud and as often as we should have and could have. You know, when shots weren't falling, we didn't have as much urgency. We weren't as physical. Certain things that we knew they wanted to do and that they did well, we didn't take away. You know, that was just how the game went.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, as high temperatures climb slightly above freezing into the upper 30s. But the breezy winds blasting us out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler. It's also dragging in cooler temperatures for tomorrow. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, Friday Eve. I know you're loving it, fella.
You know it, Crudy. Good to be with you, Nate. Good to see you too, man. Of course, our audience, thanks for joining into the political party. It's going to be a fun one. We're always fun.
Well, Tom, I hate to look backwards, but I want to recap some of the coverage of yesterday's show. I received a clandestine phone call yesterday. Let's call the caller. Let's refer to them as Deep Throat. That's how we did Deep yesterday. Throat. Deep Throat right, called Deep Throat. Crudy and warned me about how disastrous it would be for Tony Evers to sign the new Republican passed legislative maps. And this person suggested, A, you can't trust Robin Voss any farther than you can toss him. And I know that's a thought that would warm all of our cockles, but we're not tossing Voss today. But we never trust the man. And I think they protest too much, Dom. I think they put it out there and they sold it just a little too hard. And it, of course, raised our suspicions. And then I got this inside baseball kind of phone call. So I ended the day with the advocacy that all of you should call Tony Evers at 608-266-1212 and tell him veto this bill. It's a trap. It's a Trojan horse. Tony, it's a bad deal. So don't sign it. Don't go along. Just let the Wisconsin Supreme Court fulfill the direction they're going in. Just leave it to the courts, Tony. And we've got new coverage, Tom. You've got some new coverage for the people today. How can we advance this conversation?
DemocracyDocket.com. This is Mark Elias's outfit, my understanding.
You know, may I interrupt and give you just a skosh of credit? I am shocked that you knew that before you read that. You knew that. I read Democracy Docket. You're like, oh, that's Mark Elias's outfit. And sure enough, it was, Dom. And
did you double check me, Curdy, to make sure?
I did. I absolutely did.
Oh, man.
All right,
fair enough. I've been known to be...
was a little shocked at the acuteness of your memory today.
Democracy docket. A couple days ago, they went through this whole thing, and we're not going to do a lot of reading aloud, but there's a few quotes I thought were important. I want to share with our audience. One, State Senator LaTanya Johnson on Tuesday said this regarding the GOP effort to adopt Evers maps. Here's her quote. If you believe that Wisconsin Republicans are planning to run on Governor Evers' maps in November, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Uh-oh. Oh, damn. You know that's hard, hard hitting LaTanya Johnson. Love her. Senate Democratic leaders blasted the Republican-led process in the press release, saying they will not participate in Republicans' shady political schemes to maintain their manufactured majority. They questioned the timing of it, asking that if it's a genuine proposal by Republicans, why would they wait any longer to implement fair maps in Wisconsin? They closed their statements by saying that Republicans' motives, like their actions of the past decade, are ill-intentioned and self-serving. Wisconsinites deserve better.
Check. Ill-intentioned and self-serving, I think I heard you say, Dom. I totally agree.
State Senator Melissa Agar railed against the actions of the GOP-controlled legislature, arguing the bill included a poison pill provision and pointing out that the lack of a public hearing or input, she said that the Republicans backed themselves into a corner. They're desperate. It's a politically motivated scheme, and it was a result of the GOP governing with a focus on maintaining power rather than listening to the will of the people. Another one. Our pal, Senator Chris Larson, who represents Milwaukee, I believe he is now my new representative, Prudy, he told the Democracy docket that the idea that after 14 years of gerrymandering, the Republicans are going to try now to embrace the Democratic governor's maps and not try shenanigans seems pretty far-fetched. Yet that the implementation timing would freeze, because it'll implement till fall, Prudy, it would freeze the unconstitutional maps in place for longer than they should be, and says he can't see either signing the proposals if they make it to the governor's desk. Finally, Jeff Smith, a state senator here in Wisconsin, told Democracy docket that strangely, at this juncture, the governor's maps offer the best case scenario for Republicans to hold on to control of the Senate and the Assembly. He added, it's about the will of the people. These maps haven't been vetted by the public. The public has a right to choose who represents them rather than setting themselves up for years of unfettered power and lack of accountability.
Dom, I've heard rumor there are Democrats that would hold out for the most partisan blue map. They would want a more blue map than the one that Tony Evers would be handed back by this Republican-controlled legislature. And even though this map from Tony, well, you know, it better than the maps we've got, might be the fairest map, who knows? Not for me to say. I think it's for the Supreme Court consultants to decide which is the best map, which best fits the ruling of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Dom, I got to tell you, I got another clandestine phone call today. This one with the opposite opinion. Wait, Prudy
deep,
should be
deep throat two.
Deep throat part two. Now, this person probably less concerned about being anonymous, but since I did it yesterday, we're going to continue along this path. So I got another, let's claim, anonymous phone call today. And this one said, you know, there are a lot of fair maps groups and good governance groups that actually would support the governor in signing off on these bills. I said, okay, so if you're trying to change my mind, I'm gonna grill you in the same way, you know, the Supreme Court does, because it's the court of Crudy's conscience. And if you're going to win, I'm going to interrupt. You know how I am. I'm sort of blunt. So at differing times, both yesterday with the clandestine caller number one, John, oh, wait, deep throat one, I interrupted many times to ask my own questions. I thought they pertinent in real time. I wanted to know. And I did the same today. And here's the question, the real question, because my fear is this Republican plan is really about doing an end around in running to the federal courts. And the ultimate objective is to block the implementation of these new maps. And I think Tony Evers should veto the maps. Let the Supreme Court ruling go into effect. Let's cast this die through a Supreme Court ruling. But I heard from others today who don't feel and don't share that advocacy. And their thought process is, Tony, sign this bill, make this, you know, choice because, and here's the because, here's the but. I said, what's the but? Well, why would we choose to go this route? Because otherwise, if we rely upon a court ruling, we could lose the court in the future, and then they could relitigate the case through a partisan lens, through a Republican partisan lens, and we could lose the case in a future Wisconsin Supreme Court case. Now, personally, I found that argument uncompelling. It did not change my advocacy. I want to make sure that I put their argument out there, but didn't change my mind. Because I think the worst under not vetoing is way worse than what could happen under my plan. Because if you can run, if the Republicans really want to run to the Seventh Circuit, if they really want to block this in the federal courts, if they can really stay the implementation of this map, perhaps through the special election, because Lena Taylor is being appointed to the judicial bench and they got to have a special election. Whether or not Robin Voss gets recalled, that might be a whole separate issue, right?
Yeah.
So my thought is you don't let the implementation of the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling fully go into effect. You allow this compromise between Evers and the Republicans, and then the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, well, they run right down to the federal courthouse and they file and they go judge shopping and they hope to get Diane Sykes. And I feel all the more confident for this opinion because Maggie Dawn called us and agreed with us. And if Maggie had said, Crudy, you're off your rocker. You're so wrong. Your sources are wrong. I got better sources. But she didn't. She told us all of my sources, all of Maggie Dawn's sources, let's not forget. As of this week, she's still Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel. It's kind of a big shot. Now, soon to be, you know, the lead into the greatest radio show ever. So bigger shot coming.
Congratulations, Maggie.
But Maggie's got sources. And today, you know, I heard from the other side. And they're down for Tony Evers signing these maps, signing this bill, implementing these maps. I remain unconvinced. And I am still advocating for you to call Tony Evers' office and tell him veto this bill. Once again, the phone number, 608-266-1212. Now, if you want to speak to a human being, you got to call before 5.
Interesting perspectives, Crudy. And I guess, you know, we should take them all into consideration. But I'm with you on this. I still think Tony Evers should veto the maps. Because here's the thing. Of course, this particular map, of course, the ones they passed were done by Tony. There are other maps. The map is irrelevant. It's the vessel for the delay to keep the unconstitutional maps in play as long as they possibly can. So it's about you know, quarterly returns, man. It's about the now and not the later. And certainly later, there may come a time when the Supreme Court flips back again. Well, that's later. We got an election now. I'm more worried about now. There's always risks, no doubt. But let's do it now, because later may never come. Most of the things I worry about never happen anyway, Curdy.
I'm with you, Veruca Salt. Daddy, I want it now. What do your sources say, Don?
My sources?
Your clandestine, deep-throat sources. What did they think on the issue?
I don't get those calls. I just rely on my feelings, and that's why I said right off the bat, veto the maps. I'm glad you and all these sources, most of them, come along with me, man.
Come along with us. 844-967-2789. That's our number. Don't lose it.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Thrivent is growing in southeastern Wisconsin and seeking financial advisors. If a career with independence, impact, and purpose is important to you, you should explore the Thrivent Financial Advisor opportunity. Build your own business. Use your values, drive, and skills to help others. You'll get unsurpassed support from Thrivent, a Fortune 500 company. To learn more, send your contact information to wicareers@thrivent.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on air.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You are always welcome here on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Tom, these are not conspiracy theories. These are plausible, probable outcomes from reliable sources. We just can't tell you who. 844-967-2789. Dom, I got a feeling about one more thing. And I awoke this morning to many articles in my inbox, the industry, the radio industry, alarmed, question mark,
blowing up
in arms. This one I actually saw from a political source. I perceive the New York Post, George Soros fund poised to take control of the nation's second largest chain of radio stations. And then there's a quote, Dom, this is scary. George Soros is poised to take a massive stake in the nation's second largest radio company, which owns more than 220 stations nationwide, according to court filings and sources close to the situation. The left-leaning billionaire Soros Fund Management has bought $400 million in debt in Odyssey, the U.S.'s number two radio broadcaster behind iHeart, with stations including New York's WFAN and 1010 Winds, as well as the Los Angeles-based KROQ. According to its bankruptcy filings, Odyssey currently in bankruptcy. Lot of debt. One insider close to the situation, noting that he was a Republican, the insider is, said he believed it was possible Soros was buying the state stake to exert influence on public opinion in the months leading up to the 2024 presidential election. The quote from this unnamed Republican deep throat source, this is scary. Sources told the Post that Soros's stake is equal to about 40% of the company's senior debt, a massive chunk, which, although not a majority, could yield effective control of the media giant when it emerges from bankruptcy. Dom, their next hearing, February 20th.
And I was curious. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if you have questions, let's answer your questions before I tell you what my feeling is.
I want to know your feeling. Then I want to get to the deets of how this all worked out. Because how does buying debt turn into equity?
Well, Dom, here's my feeling. You have every right to be afraid. I'm talking to our friends on the right. This indeed, to my humble opinion, is every bit the effort by George Soros to buy the media. And why would I make this sort of representation without any clear evidence? Well, I do have some plausible reasons why, Dom. George Soros's management group spent about $63 million last year buying a little in the radio industry. 14 Latino stations in big markets, Miami, Houston, Dallas. You know, think big Latino markets around the nation. Now, if this was simply picking up stock at 50 cents on the dollar and selling it off for a profit after this company emerges from bankruptcy, it's still probably a good investment for Soros. He didn't get rich because he's a dumb guy. But I'm telling you, the scary part, righties, that part's true. This is indeed George Soros's entry into ownership of Odyssey. And when they come out of this bankruptcy, that could be sometime shortly after this February 20th hearing. Dom, George Soros is going to own the second biggest media company in the nation in terms of radio. And they're in 48 different individual markets, including D.C. And I've already been reverse engineering the existing stations that Odyssey has. And Mr. Soros and Team Soros, 844-967-2789. I would like to help cast vision on the new Odyssey radio network, including the greatest radio show ever playing out as your nationwide afternoon play out. Republicans, be afraid. Be very afraid. Devil's Advocates coming to you, and the George Soros checks that people have claimed we've been cashing for years. Dom, someday.
I'm waiting.
It could come true. Someday.
967-2789. How did this come about, Curdy? Here's a little bit more from the New York Post piece posted on the Devil's Advocates Radio Facebook page. Soros scooped up the debt during the past few weeks at roughly 50 cents on the dollar. Again, not a dumb guy. From hedge fund H.G. Vore, according to a source close to the situation. Odyssey confirmed the Soros investment after reports of the deal surfaced. The decision by our existing and new debt holders to become equity holders in Odyssey represents a significant vote of confidence in our country, our company, and the future of radio and the audio business, Odyssey said in a statement. The fund did not reply. A hearing to approve the Odyssey restructuring plan is set for February 20th, as Crudy mentioned. Odyssey filed for bankruptcy in January with almost $2 billion in debt. Here's the plan. Under Odyssey's current Chapter 11 bankruptcy plan, existing shareholders are expected to be wiped out.
Stiffed.
Sorry.
Stiffing the shareholders. They delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, and then they wiped out the shareholders. And then George Soros swooped in at 50 cents on the dollar to take the majority stake
of the debt.
And I love this plan.
I know, man. I was like, how did he do it? This is how he did it. So again, under the current Chapter 11 bankruptcy plan, existing shareholders are wiped out. High-ranking creditors, think debt holders, think Soros, they would be repaid with stock in the restructured company. The proposal requires bankruptcy court approval, and I am down for this.
Mr. Soros, 844-967-2789. You need my particular expertise on this very topic. Because I would wipe half the right-wing talk radio stations in the nation. I'd wipe them off the map in one fell swoop, Dom.
I mean, I'm not clear on Odyssey's, you know, product delivery.
I've been looking.
Do they carry a lot of the right?
Yes.
Right, talkers.
And you know what? They got a station out of, I think it's Philadelphia. That's where their corporate national headquarters are, Odyssey. They've got one of the big original sticks. This thing, I think, moved from Chicago to Philadelphia in like 1924. It's like KYL, KWL, just three call letters and one's a K.
That's old school, man.
50,000 watts covers about half the eastern United States. That's a right-wing talk radio stick currently out of Philly. Certainly blast across the whole state of Pennsylvania, most of Ohio, most of the upper Midwest. So when you talk about Odyssey, they've got some of the biggest heritage sticks playing right-wing conservative talk radio in the nation. It's not just the little guys. You know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we've talked often about the 81 right-wing talk radio stations when we
Christian stations.
Yeah, when we started this little endeavor, and then Civic Media, when Sage Wild, when he built, you know, his network, when he bought this network here in Wisconsin, there were 81 of them. Well, we're in 10 different markets here in the state of Wisconsin. Devil's Advocates, you can hear us 4 to 6. Although, big news coming soon, Dom. We haven't even told the audience about our impending expansion and greatness. The greatest radio show ever is going to be 33% greater very, very soon. Come back. We'll tell you all about it. And my feeling, Dom, is George Soros is the new master of the universe, and he's going to crush the righties like bugs. It's going to hurt. It's going to make me quite excited, though. Call me George, 844-96-PARTY.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We'll be right back.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lost 10% of its farms and almost one-third of its milk and cheese processing plants in the last 5 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there are only about 6,200 farms milking cows in America's dairyland. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's a wake-up call. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slower service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a new judge taking over a seat on the Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Governor Tony Evers has appointed John Remington, a partner at a law firm, to Branch 6. The appointment fills the vacancy left by Judge Ellen Brostrom's resignation, which is set to take effect May 3rd. Remington will serve the remainder of the term, which ends on July 31st of next year. The first Arrowhead High School board meeting since a racist social media post was discovered was held last night. The post included a photo of minority students and an inappropriate caption. District leaders condemned the racist post and said the student involved is being disciplined. Last night, there were also potential changes to the lockdown policy discussed in response to a fake threat late last week. The district says they plan to communicate to parents via text messages more frequently in the future. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Beat with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. An Oklahoma country music station is refusing to play Beyoncé's two new songs that dropped Super Bowl Sunday. The popular R&B singer released Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, calling them country songs. Country music station KYKC is facing a backlash from listeners after the station's program director refused to play them, saying KYKC is a country music station and we will not play Beyoncé. Sorry, but I can't help ask the question that's on everyone's mind. Why on earth is Beyoncé recording country music songs? On the heels of Valentine's Day, Damon Wayans Jr., star of the new Netflix film Players, says sex scenes in rom-coms are unrealistic. Wayans Jr. says sex is not always amazing in real life, and he would like to see sex scenes in movies reflect that. Personally, I totally disagree. Rom-coms are fantasy anyway, and no one wants to hear lines like, "Your knee is on my hair," or "Damn, girl, are those your mom's underpants?" For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, increasing clouds, a low in the low 20s. A mostly cloudy day for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Sunshine returns on Saturday, breezy, a high again around 30 degrees. Near 40 on Sunday with sunshine. It's 32 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, breaking news in our industry, the radio industry. George Soros buying a big stock interest, equity interest, in Odyssey, currently in bankruptcy. But they're the number two radio company in America behind iHeart. They're in 48 different markets around this nation. That sounds very appealing to me. And I want George Soros to know, I'm not afraid of your bad reputation, sir. We've been accused of being Soros associated, Soros adjacent, cashing the Soros checks. Please, I would cash that check. Just give us a chance, George. And I would be the face, along with them, of your newly leftied nationwide radio network. And I would do it for just a little less than Hannity.
I'm curious. The article from the New York Post that we quoted, the Republican thought it was scary. Scary. You know, the right wing has dominated the radio industry for so very long. Are they literally scared that someone might think, oh my goodness, maybe Medicare for all is something that we should embrace? Oh no. You know what I'm saying? What are you really scared about? Are you kidding me? We've been putting up with you guys and this stuff and tax breaks. No abortion for you. To hell with the women. And, you know, rolling back everything you can possibly do. But now you what? Maybe have an opposing voice to some of those issues?
And the funniest
part? Don't you want engagement? Don't you want to discuss the issues? Or do you just want to, you know, continue screaming in your particular silo?
Well, of course, you can't trust the mainstream media. You can only trust right-wing talk radio. And they do have the Foxy News to boot, so it's not like they don't have cable news. But right-wing talk radio is on every AM radio station across this nation. You can drive across this nation and hear the same shows in every other market. So, if it's true, I think George needs us. I absolutely think George needs us to be the face of this new lefty-fied network. And I got a number of stations I'd start with. But Don, we'd be in all the biggest markets in America. And here's the craziest part. This might be aspirational thinking, but I think it's true. And here's why. Because of the prior foray into the purchase of Latino stations. If they hadn't done that first, I would think, oh man, Soros is just making out on this equity deal. You know, he's cashing out. He's just getting in and getting out. He's going to get paid. But because he has already made a $63 million investment in the radio industry, I have every indication. I would say you don't buy Latino stations unless you're trying to influence Latinos. Now, they've been, you know, deliberate in their rollout there, but they got rid of a lot of the right-wing hosts immediately. Oh, there was pandemonium amongst some of the Miami hosts, you know, because they got rid of some of these hard right firebrands that were on the Latino stations.
It's amazing. If you take the microphone away, their influence wanes a little bit. When's the last time you watched Bill O'Reilly or Tucker Carlson? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even bother to flip over to Twitter for the Putin interview. I heard it was long and boring. Anyways, lots of people have opinions on this, but I got a feeling it's true, and I'm going to try very hard to reach out to Mr. Soros' team because I got some great ideas for them.
Yeah, and let me tell you about them.
You know, strangely, I know I'm talking trash here on the radio, Don, but I do have something of a resume. A couple of years ago, there was no such thing as civic media, and now it exists. So, you know, I'll take a little credit there. 844-967-2789. I move with alacrity. And it is time, Mr. Soros, to get those stations pumping out the greatest radio show ever. Call us, 844-967-2789. In no particular order, our favorite, Ken Bob from Dailyville. Kim Bob, welcome.
Hey, Ken Bob.
Hey.
That's hard for me to say every time.
I think this is credible about Soros because you realize that Maggie Dawn is now officially available as a radio host. So that's probably what made him go.
That would entice me to buy a whole radio network if I knew I could feature Maggie Dawn. And the other great news, Ken Bob, we didn't even tell you. Devil's Advocates, a 33% expansion of this fine program. That starts on February 26th, a week from Monday.
There you go. Congrats.
Well, I feel like we're getting back to where we were 10 years ago, but anyways, you go.
I wanted to ask one thing on the question of the maps. I don't understand how they can only take effect in November, because don't they have to be in effect for the primaries too?
Well, they would have to be in effect for the special election, or I think that opens an avenue for the Republicans or one of their outside law firms like Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty to go running to the federal courts. The fact that these maps have already been ruled unconstitutional under Wisconsin law, so you can't use them. So what, you're not going to represent the people of Wisconsin? The failure to call a special election would also probably trigger a lawsuit. Either way, they want to run to the federal courts, Ken Bob. That's my strongly held opinion, supported by not just the clandestine call of, let's say, Deep Throat number one, but also the reinforcement of the very intelligent Maggie Dawn.
I know they've got something up their sleeve. They would never not have something up their sleeve. They never think that.
I'm sure Maggie's got better sources than me, and she says, we're on the point on this one.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken Bob. Keep listening, please. Even if we move on to Soros' greener pastures, 844-967-2789. We'd never forget about you, the people that have been here the whole time. Ross from Soldier's Grove. Welcome, Ross. What do you got?
Hello, Ross.
Hey, guys. This is an amazing topic. You know, I was so happy. I was so, the satisfaction, even like just the, just being like, you feel like you've been vindicated when I saw the headlines of the state paper that the Republicans were going to adopt Eater's maps. And I thought, the irony. And then you guys started talking about this sort of sly thing that Boston and such. And I thought, you know, you're right. These guys, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them.
It's a Trojan horse, isn't it, Ross?
Yeah, well, it's starting to sound that way based upon we know how these guys operate. They're sort of like political evil. So the question I have, though, is Evers has sort of sold himself as the kind of the not overly political, kind of the aw shucks, kind of a fairly reasonable guy. And he's already said, yeah, I would sign these maps. How do you guys picture him sort of backtracking this so that he can still look himself in the mirror?
Well, Ross, we've given him our blessing.
That's all you need, Ross.
We got your back, Tony. Really, it's no more complicated than this. He is consulted, and I mean, blame it on the council. Blame it on the very intelligent lawyers that I'm sure the governor has at his disposal. And they say, worst case scenario, governor, somebody runs this one up to the federal courts and they block the implementation of fair maps in Wisconsin. Let the Supreme Court close out this. We need this ruling to carry forward. And I'm less concerned about a future loss of the Wisconsin Supreme Court than I am about a failure to implement, because we've left an avenue open for Republicans to run to the federal courts.
And Ross, at the end of the day, if I were Tony Evers, and I'm not, I'm me, even with me, I wouldn't give a damn what the Republicans say about that. If this is, you know, if they're the ones that have changed their mind, they're the ones that might be trying to backdoor a deal to keep the current unconstitutional maps as long as possible. And if you are aware of that even possible risk, you have to, you must veto those maps. Regardless, well, Ross, of what they say, they're going to rip on Tony Evers no matter what.
It was like 2 months ago, they wanted to impeach Janet Protasiewicz before she even joined the court. You know, Hardball is Robin Voss's middle name. This is not a fair offer made by a fair man.
Right. And we all know that. It just seems that Evers has sort of, he may honestly believe that he's a reasonably honest guy, that he doesn't sort of do a lot of his doublespeak that a number of politicians do.
Ross, I think Tony Evers, and sorry, your phone was degrading a bit, but I think Tony Evers is well aware of the duplicitous nature of Robin Voss. I mean, Tony might be aw shucks, but he ain't dumb.
I don't know who Robin Voss is. Tony Evers and us, and of course our audience, Ross, we all know who Robin Boss is.
844. That's why
very, very suspicious.
I suspect someone on Evers' staff, some low peon, you know, below intern, probably monitors this fine program as well. 844-967-2789. Tony, call us. Who's next? Bill from Grant County. Bill, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, is this, how's it going, you guys? I was just wondering, is this the same George Soros that has backed public defenders that give downplay to violent criminal behavior, particularly when committing minor or illegal aliens?
I know, Bill. He's going to own the second largest radio network in America, dude.
I'm talking here.
Well, you're not talking here, Bill, because I just cut your ass off. Bye. You're not used to being spoken over by your inferiors, are you, Bill? It's our radio show, man. Kiss my ass. 844-967-2789. I hate to be, you know, so clear, but I'm feeling so good about the fact that George Soros is going to change Bill's life for the worse. It's going to sting a little. You're going to remember this one for years, Bill.
Bill, man, it's going to be better. You're going to have different options. You're going to hear perhaps a different messaging, you know, and maybe some of the vitriolic racist stuff that gets thrown out there. You know, maybe those folks will just, you know, have to go find another job or do a podcast, Bill. Maybe you could do a podcast.
I think that's where Bill likes to live, in that sort of dark emotion. Yelling at people, loud noises. 844-967-2789. You know, I'm the reasonable one around here. Tom from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. Yeah, I'm the guy who broke this George Soros story for you. So,
thanks, Tom.
Or some kind of
buddy. Yeah. You're the one that sent me all three articles this morning, weren't you?
Yes.
You made my day, Tom. I've been excited since I read the first one in the Post, and the other two were behind paywall, so then I had to find it in the industry. But yes, very excited,
okay.
Tom.
Okay. So the article said that he's going to own 220 radio stations. Is that correct? I mean, that's what I...
He would have controlling stake. He would be the largest shareholder, which I would think would put him in charge of whatever he wants to be in charge of.
Is that all of their radio stations? So they own 220 in total?
Last count, I thought it was 235, but yeah.
More than 220 is in the article.
Okay. Now, there's almost, I think, like 8,000 radio stations in the U.S., somewhere around there. And the right wing is on over 1,000 of them, and then another 1,000 Christian stations. So even that, and I'm not writing this off, but even that, assuming number one, he'd have to get rid of all the right wing crap, and then he'd have to put liberal stuff on there, and then it's still okay. We got our toe in the door, but you know what I mean. It's still a wipeout, even like if all those stations went. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that. I mean, it's a total.
Well, Tom,
it's not.
You can't totally destroy their revenue model. Their shareholders wouldn't permit it. So a lot of their classic rock stations.
There are no shareholders, man. All the current shareholders are getting wiped out.
Well,
you know what I mean?
they're still not going to kill the entirety of their
shareholder and everybody else.
If I may, they're still going to continue playing rock and roll music on their rock and roll stations. But there are a number of right-wing talk stations. Some of these big cover half the nation sort of AM talk radio stations. Those you immediately flip. There's redundancy. They've got two sports talk stations in Washington, D.C. One is AM and one is FM. Well, guess what? Lefties deserve one of those two because we need to be talking to the seat of power. They got stations in L.A. They got stations in New York. They have stations in 48 different media markets. And my understanding is George Soros could make me the happiest man ever. He'd wreck Bill's life. Come back. George, call us 844-967-2789. Or you call us.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You got a dead body, Inspector.
I may be able to help with that.
This winter, all your favorite detectives are streaming on BritBox. Don't miss exclusive new seasons of Death in Paradise.
There must be something we've missed.
Vera.
It wasn't an accident, was it, love?
Father Brown.
What did he look like?
And more. Once you start investigating, you won't want to stop.
We're done when I say we're done.
Stream your favorite detectives only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dom, we've got so many headlines to cover in hour number two. We got the Fawny Willis testimony. We're going to bring you some of it. We've got a trial date for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, a criminal yeah. trial date. Circle March 25th on your calendars. Little insight there.
I can't
there.
Wait.
And woo-hoo! Also, breaking news at the Washington Post at this hour, one of the supposed insiders, Smearin' Joe and Hunter Biden, has been charged by the FBI for lying about, you know, the testimony he gave the FBI. So not only is it a nothing burger, now they're starting to charge people with lying to the FBI. So, again, consider the source. And I perceive, and this is still just aspirational, but I'm reading the tea leaves. George Soros is buying himself the Odyssey Radio Network through the acquisition of 40% of their equity. And he's calling Dom and Crute sometime next week to make us an offer we can't refuse to be the face of the new Odyssey Radio Network with a new lefty turd on it. You know you want us worldwide. At least nationwide, 844-967-2789. 48 markets. We don't need them all, Dom. We would change the world with 48 markets. A lot of swing states in the Odyssey holdings. Just saying. Radio Doogie from Chicago, man. You probably saw that news. What do you think? Soros taking over the world?
Yeah, Doogie.
I am laying here in bed resting. And this is like, I'm jumping for joy mentally in my head right now. This is outstanding. This is what we've been asking for since Air America went under, the Progressive Radio Network, 2004 to 2012.
And yeah. Those of us that know the history, Doogie, know the biggest mistake that Air America made. They didn't actually own any of the radio stations. They were renting their space. And they thought they were such great exactly. tenants that eventually the rent would be free. They'd just keep them on. And that's not the way the business world works. So when they stop paying the rent, they shut off the network. Well, if Soros goes out and buys himself a network, guess what? He owns the media. That is the similar model to Civic Media. And I don't own any part of Civic Media. For those that don't know, I have stepped out of Civic Media, not my gig, but I will tell you it creates, a dependable outpost, right? If you own it, they can't take it away from you. I just don't own it. That's somebody else. His name is Sage.
Well, for anybody that doesn't really understand what happened, basically CBS Radio and Entercom merged a couple of years ago and then formed Entercom, and then they changed the name to Odyssey. So unfortunately, they went bankrupt, which is basically the majority of what radio stations have done. iHeartRadio, Cumulus Media, all the big conglomerates have gone bankrupt. So Odyssey just filed for bankruptcy, as far as I know. Alpha Media also did, too. With all of that industry talk, this is outstanding. We've needed a progressive, hopefully a progressive network to counteract the Fox News, the AONs, all of this. There's too much saturation. There's not enough balance. And I think this is the most outstanding news since, who
since the Devil's Advocates came on the air?
Right.
Next, what is that? Sinclair was supposed to take over Tribune, but who did instead? I can't. Nexstar took over. So this is the best news since Sinclair failed to take over Tribune.
And Doogie, for those that don't know, Sinclair is certainly an advocacy group of the right. And they put forth these op-eds during their newscast that resembled newsy stuff. You know, the
make
opinion
all
of the
news
editors
read them. You ever see that? Is that mock up, the cut up of all the news folks?
I saw it on John
thing?
Oliver, I believe. But yeah, pretty embarrassing stuff because, of course, it's not news. But this would be the point. The right owns outlets of advocacy, be it Sinclair, Fox News, or right wing talk radio stations associated with Cumulus, Alpha, Odyssey, and iHeart. They're all right-wing talk radio outlets, or at least they have them within their portfolios until now or soon. Call us, George Soros, 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, hey, pretty good. I just want to let you know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're listening, yeah, man. Make a point already, for Christ's sake.
You know that over the years I've been getting George Soros money for all these plots for everything. So the radio station idea I helped to do because George Soros, I mean, you guys, I don't know how you pissed him off, kind of like Tony Evers, but he didn't want to give you money for some reason. So I talked to him, and you guys are about to take over the radio world. So I'm just let you know, and Barack Obama will be helping as well with JFK and all the other people that QAnon thinks are still alive.
Well, so don't forget Hillary.
Hopefully Barack will find the time, you know, when he's advising and running the country. Thanks for the call, Jake.
Well, I hear he's going to do the shift. He'll be our lead-in. But only if Maggie's busy. He'll be the fill-in for Maggie Dunn.
844-967-2789. Cam from Nina, you're up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, yeah, I still keep thinking about Bill because I didn't hear the him getting called in, right? So here's me, picture this. I'm calling in to your station, and as soon as I call in, it starts playing, like, what's playing on the radio live, right? And it's just him yelling. Just yelling. I'm like,
yeah, it sounded like that in real time, Cam.
It's just like, how do gentlemen like that, like, do you argue with everyone like that? Are you that strong-headed? Are you that much of a meathead?
Just teenagers. He wants desperately to get off his lawn. Any political thoughts? Cam, any political thoughts quick?
No, not really.
All right, man. Just...
Lamenting Bill.
Anger management Bill.
Yeah, serves you well. I mean, take a breather. It's the facade. He starts out really cordial and gentle. Is this the greatest radio show ever? I'm talking to you guys! Wow, man.
You know, each one of us is on the edge of cracking it at any given time, at least if we've listened to too much right-wing talk radio. But don't worry, Bill. Soros is coming to soothe you out. Give you the best radio show ever. Although you kind of blew it already, man. You were part, and then you're not. Hour two is next.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis defended herself in Georgia today against accusations of misconduct involving the lead prosecutor in Donald Trump's elections interference case.
Let's start back in 2019. Yep. So you and Mr. Wade met in October 2019.